Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore live show. This is episode 266. This is a wonderful Saturday night, and we're here to bless your ear holes and your eyes with some great times here. As you can tell, I sound a bit better. I think Brad can tell too, right? Yep. But it's your nerd. You're going to hear the host. I got my Brad over here to host too. Feeling a bit better, and Brad's got his young Yoda, his baby Yoda. What's it called? Cup. Yep. Brad, how are you doing, bro?
Doing well. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful Saturday evening.
Oh, yes. Saturday nights.
It's all about those lights.
Yes, sir. I've been up early. I did the Crown Jewel watch along today.
How'd that go? Were you being total heel? Did I catch some shots?
I guess you did. Right.
That's the name of the game, honestly. When you lose 5-1, it's expected.
Yeah. I mean, what's it called? KJ lost 6-2 today. But
was he going after Aiden?
Yeah. But you know,
did that man ever find Brooklyn?
Crown Jewel is actually pretty good, bro. Crown Jewel
was
actually pretty good.
Was it good, even with the Logan Roman stupid match?
Dude, that match was really good.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. That match was really good.
Did you see, you know, apparently Logan tore like his whole fucking leg?
Tore his whole fucking knee, bro.
Whole fucking thing's gone.
Yeah. That's gonna be a really good amount of time that he's gonna be, what's it called, off.
Luckily,
he's
got a podcast.
Well, no, not the podcast, but like, what's it called?
No, I mean, luckily he has a podcast, so yeah. You just fall back on that. But I was reading on Twitter, the worst thing about that whole match was Jake Paul.
Pretty much, yeah. sucks because I think you could tell from the match that their plan is like Brawling Brutes and the Pauls versus Bloodline at Survivor Series, but ooh, now cool. I think plans have changed, yeah.
I'd throw in Gunther's company. That'd be a good match.
And Imperium?
Yeah. Imperium, Brawling Brutes, and Bloodline? Fuck. I'd tune in.
Yeah,
that.
But no, that would be six then, because it would be Gunther.
No. I don't throw Gunther in there. Just the Imperium. Just the two.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
Gunther's already got a title. Gunther's probably going to be champion there at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure that Gunther. I mean, I'm sure that they'll find something to do, but it fucking sucks now because he won't be. First of all, I really hope that Logan Paul's okay. I hope that Logan Paul recovers well because that's a nasty injury. I mean, it's a torn meniscus, it's an MCL and an ACL. That's the whole fucking knee, bro.
Let's go back and just say this man has like from the depths of basically hell where nobody wanted to mention him for good reason, of course. To coming back to, being in a world title match and, a large WWE pay-per-view.
I won't sit here and say that the guy has not changed like he has. Like, he's a different person now, and he's obviously realized that.
Yeah.
I still don't like what he does with Puerto Rico, like, incentivizing on that fucking tax program. It's so fucking stupid, but... You know what? Like, that's something beyond what I'm gonna fault him for. But Like I said, the guy has obviously changed, and the guy's super gifted and talented at what he does. They were talking a little bit, Brad, about how they, what's it called, with these celebrities, they kind of give them like basically what they need to know for their match. Mm-hmm. But if they stick around, they get to teach them the actual basics of like what goes down in the ring. So you can tell that Logan.
I think he knows a little more than the basics.
Oh, no. He's been training with Sean, bro.
Because he did the, yeah, that's what I was going to say. He did fucking, he did cowboy shit up in there.
Cowboy shit. Hey, we got Keon in here, bro.
Chill zone.
What's up, yo?
What's good?
What up?
Keon, can you do something for me?
You're my treacherous little twin.
Bro, stop.
But I will say, you
they
know,
got hope, they got cute yeah. little pet names for each other. That's cute.
I hope that Logan Paul recovers. I hope that everything is okay. But, you know, I wanted him to go up against Bad Bunny at WrestleMania, bro. And now that ain't going to happen. He's out. He's going to be out for a while now.
He's going to be out. He like his whole leg is fucked up.
Bro, that's like 9 months to a year tops of a recovery, bro. That's like that's a big recovery right there. Kylie, hi, Kylie. Hi, Kylie. But Keon, what's up, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm good today. I'm good. Nice. I'm doing good today.
Good to hear.
I'm just doing good today.
Yeah, missed you at the match today, but you know what? Corporate will screw whoever they want to screw over, right?
Right.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
it is what it is.
It is, yeah, exactly. It is what it is. Now, you know, you can handle it though. You've taken some days off, so I think it's time that corporate, you know, kind of come through for me, you know, whatever.
I call it a day off. Either way, you know, you would have gotten your ass whooped, you know. Call what you need to be calling it, bro.
We'll see,
bro. You're just delaying the inevitable. But, you know, it's all good, bro.
We'll see, bro.
Yeah, man. Ain't nobody can be the most hardworking champion of them all, bro. Who's earned it, put blood, sweat, and tears into all of this, bro.
Right.
But, but yeah, man. Fuck, you know, I hope you're doing well, Keon. Hope, what's it called? Last night was pretty good for you. I sent Keon some videos to watch on stream, and I think he decided he may never let me send him videos again.
Nah, bro. I'm not watching another video you send me again, bro. Not on stream, at least. That is crazy, bro.
You want to come in me?
That's my treacherous little twin right there.
Don't worry. His return match with Braun Strowman will be five stars. Fuck that.
Bro, like, what is it with y'all? Like, y'all always do shit that to me that just makes me never want to do shit with y'all ever again, bro.
I just like he still keeps showing up,
and I still keep showing up, bro. Like,
yeah, bro. Like,
it's almost like the abuse.
We appreciate that because all our other guests or you know co-hosts or what you want to call them, you're like the one that stuck around.
Yeah. No, what can I do, Gion? Like, you like us, bro. So
we
you
appreciate
like hanging
that.
With us.
That is,
yeah. But
no. Do y'all ever take a step back and think?
Nope.
Maybe what's the problem?
Just keep.
Maybe
keep,
y'all are the problem.
So here's the thing: is if we take a step back and think, we ain't doing no podcast no more.
Yeah, we ain't.
We gotta just keep going.
No, I'm saying that, like, you know, do y'all just maybe take a step back and think that maybe y'all are the problem?
We are the problem and the solution. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Yep.
I can't disagree with it.
Oh, man. But, Brad, what's up, man? How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Yeah, sorry. Sorry I didn't see y'all. What the fuck was this? Crown Jewel or some bullshit?
Crown Jewel, bro.
Crown Jewel? Yeah. But I really had to clean my garage. You ever just look in your garage and go, that's a lot of fucking cardboard. So that was me today, just cutting up cardboard.
Oh, man.
Getting really close to cutting my fingers off a few times. So
that sounds about right.
We can have a hard time, this brother. It's when Brad has to stay in the basement. That's what hard time is.
Shut up, Dustin. Kick your son's ass too.
Yes, baby. That was shit. That was shit. But Well, y'all do that one again.
Y'all feeling oozy? Is you oozy, Dusty Rhodes?
No, son, I'm not oozy, but you could go down to the basement and you'll find out what oozy is.
Bro, what is this voice, bro?
That is Dusty. That is
oh,
Mike Tyson, Dusty Rhodes, yeah. Bro. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, right. Baby, but that's not gonna work for me. But then you know you got Mike Tyson too. It's like, oh, that's not in a. That's an FTO. That's an FTO, brother.
That's goddamn cowboy shit. I don't care.
An FTO, brother.
Hangman Adam Page. Fuck y'all.
Yo, bro. Fucking Tyson was on something last night during fucking Rampage commentary. But yeah, that's that. But
yeah, how is AEW going? Like, I haven't heard much on AEW. Other than Orange Cassidy is just facing everyone and just being like, I don't care.
It's going, bro. That's what it's going.
It's going.
I did see the Rick Ross fucking clip. That Rick Ross put him in every show. God damn it. Just going accusations. False accusations.
Yep. I forgot that I was actually going to download that to put it in here. But yeah.
Right.
But man, yeah. Not much. Just got done doing the stuff for Crown Jewel today. And I also have been sick. So that's not fun. But
you sound a lot better though.
Yeah, man.
Thursday, you were like dying. And I'm like,
bro, get me out of here, bro.
I'm like, this wasn't the greatest movie for him to have to die on air for.
No, bro, it wasn't.
Speaking of that, what are we reviewing Monday?
Oh, Monday we are starting Ingmar Bergman month, baby. And I will let you know what we're reviewing that day.
Thank you, so I can watch it on the treadmill, as every movie should be watched.
Yep, 100%. But shit, but
well, relax, bro.
But yeah, that's just what we've been going on here, bro. Just doing that. I hope y'all enjoyed the Crown Jewel. Watch along.
Are we going to talk about the elephant in the room?
My elephant in the room, bro. Oh yeah, yeah. Wait, what does this guy say here? Tuesday's movie will be better than October's. Believe that. I'm so sorry, Kylie. As of right now, I cannot do it on Tuesday. I have to stay after work to shoot some interviews for the school. So, sadly, as of right now, as of this moment, we can't do it. But on
Tuesday,
we'll find out if we can finish it before I get out of work on time. Then yeah, I'll keep you updated though. But yeah, as of right now, yeah, I can't do it. But yeah, I mean, Brad, what's it called? The elephant in the room, I guess, is what's it called? Keon, can you do something?
you my treacherous little twin.
Can you talk to the ops for a
minute? Oh, man. Bro, listen.
Man, they got pet names and everything.
The amount of tweets I have seen about Drake and 21 flirting on the album, bro. That
Treacherous Twins song. I was like, whoo. I'm like, yeah. I get it. Y'all brothers, but this is close to the line of being more than brothers. Yeah, Targaryen.
I saw someone say that damn, Drake had 21 sprinkled on the album like cilantro. And I was like, bro, that's so true. Salt, 21 is like he's on the album, but he's like barely there. Like he'll add some ad libs and some songs, but he doesn't have a verse.
I like that there was a tweet and somebody said Drake just got 21 into like 20 different beefs without him knowing it.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, damn, that's so true.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be here first. What? I wasn't saying anything. All I said before this album came out is like, I will wait and see how it is. I did not convince myself that it was going to be ass. I did not convince myself that it was going to be the greatest thing to come to Earth. Unlike some people who shouldn't be on this podcast.
Are you talking about your brother, Eric?
Yeah, who convinced himself that this album is going to be the greatest thing to ever come to Earth.
He convinces himself on every Drake album like that. And it's just like the last two were ass. There was literally one good song on each of them. That's it.
And yeah, I mean, I like this one, bro. This is good.
This album, like, I was surprised. I'm like, oh, this is old Drake. This is grimy Drake. But then you listen a little more, and you're like, is Drake in 21 a little? Did they?
What's it called? Drake Twitter isn't worse than Kanye Twitter. I didn't approve of that at all.
Did y'all see the Instagram? Post, his Instagram, like he posted hentai or some shit.
Yes.
What the fuck?
That's what I put out on Twitter, bro.
You put animated titties.
I saw someone else talk about it, and I was like, wait, no, that ain't real. And then I went to his Twitter. And like it was just like fat ass anime titties, and then the last one he had on there was like just a girl getting like anime, just getting railed, bro. I'm like, hey, yo, Drake.
Drake ain't giving no fuck.
Aubrey, Drake, are you okay?
Drake, like, I'm about to drop an album. Here's some anime titties.
Yeah, that shit blew my mind. Like, actually,
anyone questioning about me in 21 anime titties?
I can't find this, bro. What the fuck? Think you'll delete it?
I mean, it probably expired because, you know, stories expire.
Oh,
who knew it would take a British rapper to make Drake rap again?
Yo,
bro, so Drake, actually, what the fuck?
Yeah, he was supposed to animate titties all up in there.
I couldn't believe that shit when I saw it. I was like, yo, that is this man drop an album, then all of a sudden he don't know.
Kylie says, I was talking about Kanye being anti-Semitic, but the Drake anime sounds much more interesting.
Oh, no, it's far more interesting, bro. It's so much more interesting. I couldn't believe what I saw.
I mean, when let's say when you lose $1 billion worth of your net worth, you done fucked up. Yeah, he
was oh shit, bro. Aubrey.
You see both of them?
Nope, I'm seeing all four up in this bitch, bro. What the fuck?
Yes,
are they still up? Are they still up on that?
What on Instagram?
I'm looking at an article from Kotaku. No. Oh,
okay.
No, they're not.
Because the only reason I know that is because I was like, I just saw like Drake trending, and it was like, okay, 21 Drake album drops, and then it was like Drake posts anime titties on Instagram. I'm like, what the fuck is that's the new way to announce your album?
Yeah,
bruh,
I didn't believe it either till I went and looked for it.
Hold on, bro. What the fuck, Drake? What is you on, bro?
Keon, like, man, I gotta make sure.
As of
6
no,
I got some bullshit. I gotta see this.
Not even like no bullshit. I just had to go make sure it was real. Like I was, because you know how people fabricate stuff on the internet.
Yeah. So especially about Drake.
Yeah, exactly. So
bro, look at this,
I saw
bro.
Like five different people post the same thing, and I was like, nah. No way, this is real. And I went to go check it.
I mean, Eastern Standard Time PM. The foes are still up on his Instagram story. He posted four different hentai images last night, accompanied with various English captions, including "Mood at Midnight" and "Goodbye, my dear husband."
I mean,
thought he was hacked.
But let me be clear on this. I'd rather him post hentai anime titties than anything on Millie Bobby Brown. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, I know, of course. Bro. What the
I'm just saying. That shit was getting weird.
God.
Oh god, welcome to the live show, everybody. We are the Nerdcore.
What the fuck, bro? Fucking Drake, what are you on, bro?
Yeah, like the first one I was like, okay, like, you know, on your story, but then it got to the last one where it was just a girl just straight being railed. Like I was like,
Did he get like hand his phone over to someone and somebody's like, I'm posting anime.
Dude, I don't know what happened.
Was Drake just on like some high shit and just like, fuck it. Like, I got an album coming up where they
can do. Had to have been faded out of his mind.
Yeah.
There's like no other way. I wouldn't take anything else. because there's no way he posted that sober.
Bro, and he was like promoing his album with this, bro.
It came out like right at the same time. That's the only reason I knew about it is because like it was literally trending Drake. And I'm like, what the fuck Drake do now? And then I looked, oh, then it went down and it was like Drake post hentai anime titties on Instagram. I'm like, what?
That man is crazy, bro.
And Drake just lost his shoe sponsorship, but he gained a sponsor in the Hub.
In the Hub, bro. Oh, man. I mean, look, bro, I'd rather him be posting anime titties than him saying anti-Semitic shit, bro. You know, like,
oh, of course.
You can go to Drake's OnlyFans at onlyfans.com/owl, OWL.
Yeah. Bro, this is crazy, bro.
And you can go you can go to 21's OnlyFans at onlyfans.com/Drake's Boo.
Yeah, man. Oh my god, bro. Oh, so yeah, man. I mean, the album's good, but like, god damn, this shit's even better than the album, bro. What the fuck? Bro, this is crazy.
Oh, it's a good night. Bro. It is a good night.
Oh man, bro. Oh my god, man.
It's like a Christmas miracle, but in November.
It's just like, bro, out of everyone you would think, bro. It's like I understand, like, I get it. When Lil Uzi Vert posted hentai, I was like,
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, like, I could see like Kid Cudi doing that. I could see even The Weeknd doing that. Yeah, Drake's a little more professional in a way. So this is just like Drake's like, I made so much money. Here's some anime titties. And guess what? I'm dropping an album tonight because I'm going to make more money. I'm going to post more anime titties because I just don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God, bro. This is how you know that him and Kanye are two different people, bro.
They really fucking are, bro. And two entirely different people, dude.
Kanye be telling Drake to go to his church. Stop posting anime titties.
Man, Jesus, listen. Bro. I'm gonna pray for Kanye, bro. I'm
gonna pray. That's all we can do, bro.
That man lost $1 billion in net worth. Like he needs some prayers.
Oh man,
that man lost $1 billion, bro.
Yeah, he lost $1 billion in what? In what? 2-3 weeks? That's crazy.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
He's like, Adidas won't drop me, and Adidas was like, about that.
Yeah, about
you
that,
gotta go. like we know Adidas was started by Nazis, but you still gotta go.
Yeah.
It's run totally different nowadays. And don't even try Puma. This man, Kanye, literally went up into Skechers. He went up into Skechers and like, yo, y'all want a shoe deal? Kanye's shape up's coming 2023.
Oh crap, man. So yeah, dude, I guess if we were updated on the in case anybody needed an update in the world, Drake posted that anime titties, bro. Yeah, Kanye made Kim Kardashian look like the good human.
You know, man. And Kim Kardashian has not been in the news. Like, literally, Kim has just said, I'm fucking done.
Yeah,
fucking done. Yeah. Now after all that, even Pete Davidson is like, hey, I'm off the hook.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in the industry.
Exactly.
But,
don't be anti-Semitic. It's not funny or acceptable. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it never will be acceptable.
And don't come out with a half-assed apology.
Well, that too. A half-assed apology that still makes them seem
I mean, that's what celebrities do, is they get in trouble. They come out with a half-assed apology. Yeah. Most people are like, eh. But you can't do that.
Travis.
Yep, Travis Scott, yeah.
Although Travis is on the new Drake album, and that song is a banger. I'm just throw that out there.
That's true.
That's what the shape of shape ups are, unfortunately. Oh man!
Can we talk about Lil Yachty now?
What's he been up to?
That fucking Poland song.
God,
it's literally like a minute and 30 seconds of the same thing, but it just reels right into your brain.
It's not like Rick and Morty.
It's because of like
Impolian.
That one line. like the way his voice, you like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the reverb going on.
Like, like it sounds so dumb.
But it's like it just drills in your mind and you can't get it out of there, and you're like, God damn it, Yachty got me again.
Yep.
Oh yeah, and fucking Kyrie, fuck you to Kyrie Irving too.
Oh
bro.
Yeah, Kyrie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyrie, bro. But the thing is that Kyrie thinks he's so fucking smart and he's fucking stupid, actually. Like, you know, he's like one of those like fake smart people, bro. And he's like, oh, I think I'm like so fucking intelligent because I have these thoughts that nobody
that's
else
the thing, that's the thing though, is when you have talented worry. When you have talented people who make a lot of money, they think they're smarter than everyone else. Really? Mm-hmm. You just were really good at one thing that makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was down to let him slide for the whole like flat earth thing because he's a flat earther.
Yeah, I was during his COVID thing too, right?
Even though like it's like stupid, but like whatever, I'll let him slide.
Speaking of flat earth, bro, you remember when we were that one dude emailed us asking if they could come on and talk about flat earth?
Yes.
And me and you exactly went at the same time. No.
Bro,
so there is a guy who is very famous. He goes on a lot of podcasts. He's been on a lot of podcasts talking about flat earth. He's like a principal guy behind it. We literally got emailed for him to come on here to talk with us about it. And me and Ron were both like, nah, man.
Nah, I'm good, bro. Oh, hold on, let me see.
Even me and Rob are like, that's too much, even for this fucking show.
I'm not gonna say anything, bro. But that is.
Are you still looking at Drake hentai titties?
No, I looked at it.
Okay.
Yeah, I found the what's it called, the email, bro. This is crazy, bro. Like,
Kylie, I believe the term is spherical.
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 Like, bro, like, 2020
like huge
was wild,
anime
bro.
Titties, spherical.
Dude, 2020 was a wild ass year, bro. This is crazy.
Whoo!
Also, I also want to say as well, what the fuck is going on in the music industry, bro? Like, truly, because I don't know who some of the people are, but like, there are like some other people who just passed away, like in the past like 2 days.
Oh, Aaron Carter just died.
Oh, yeah,
Takeoff.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like Aaron along Carter. With Takeoff, like bro, like what the fuck is happening?
Just dying in a dice game.
Like we're just yeah. Losing like all these. That is, bro. Like what the fuck? They getting them up out of here. Like I don't know what the fuck is happening. It's,
I mean,
like, it's,
to be 28 and lose your life over a fucking dice game. It's not right.
Like, yeah, no.
It never should have got to that point. Yeah. Especially when you're talking about Quavo and Takeoff, who have more money than they probably ever will need.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our watch along of Sallow tonight, but first we're gonna have a discussion about flat earth theory. I'd rather watch Sallow again and hear a motherfucker talk for 5 minutes about the fucking flat earth.
I'm gonna watch Sallow eat Cocoa Puffs. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. I mean, man, it's just it's crazy.
Chocolate,
it's wild,
chocolate.
Bro. I can't believe, dude. He came. He. You, yo, put it in private. I want to know who it is. Put it in private.
Oh, dog. I'll forward you the message, bro.
Yeah, we'll get that after the show. Like this was what, 2 years ago,
2020.
Right when the pandemic hit, and like there was a slight thought of like we'd get some views for this bullshit. But at the same time, it's like, nah, I don't want to talk to this guy for like an hour.
Yeah.
It was a week after I had a week after I wrapped production on the first phase of production before I leave. So I was tired as fuck and I sent it to you. Bro, what the fuck is this, bro?
I think I read it and I just laughed and I told Raul, I'm like, you don't want to do this. And he's like, nah. I'm like, okay, good.
Oh, man.
I'm good, bro. Yeah.
Also, speaking of music, Jeezy's album dropped with DJ Drama, and actually, it's really fucking good.
Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah, I quite a few good songs on there. Surprisingly.
I was very, very surprised. G-Eazy, bro. Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Jeezy.
Yeah, I'm good. I haven't listened to Jeezy say shit in a long time.
Is that Rick Ross? Rick Ross on AEW? Shit. Yeah, bro. Hey, not for everyone.
It's not for everyone, bro.
Not for everyone.
Oh, man.
Oh god, fucking bro!
Backpack rapper listener.
Fuck you, Brad.
I've been listening to you say shit in the
Oh, also, Brad, let's go. Roman Reigns called out Mr. Beast and KSI.
Yeah, and KSI.
What are you calling out Mr. Beast for?
Because Logan Paul's background. You know, he business partner with KSI during Prime, and then Mr. Beast. Just belonging to YouTube, like
what Mr. Beast gonna do? Gonna go over there and give him a chocolate bar,
a burger?
No, nah, give Mr. him Roman Reigns.
Here's $1 billion and a chocolate bar.
Yeah,
I still don't know why Mr. Beast is famous other than giving a shit ton of money away.
Yeah,
that's a good.
But just imagine, bro, all the YouTube celebrities coming over to the WWE just to get fed to Roman, bro. I actually look, bro. Well, first, I would need to see KSI in a couple matches. I give him the two, you know, the two match, you know, like, see how he can do in two matches.
Let KSI box fucking, what's his face?
Jake Paul.
Yeah, Jake Paul.
Oh, he's already
like,
done it.
For a real match, not like one of those fake fucking matches.
They won't do that.
No.
But yeah, just have KSI versus Roman Reigns at the next Crown Jewel, bro, just so he can bury it.
Bro, if we, listen. We ever see KSI in the WWE ring, bro?
We've gotten to the point where Roman has been champion for what 700 something days. They're just running out of people. They're like they're literally like bringing people back who got fired, who like retired, and they're just like, well, Bray's in the back talking to himself and scaring the producer, so he's not quite there yet. So we gotta bring out some YouTubers as cannon fodder, basically.
Yeah,
Bray will be fine eventually. We just got to get him there. Keep him back talking. Uncle Howie's back here too.
I'm just saying though, I have no faith that we'll ever see KSI in the ring.
Nah, I don't think
because so. Specifically because his Reddit is going to put him in hell, bro. His Reddit is going to put him through hell. Like he's never gonna hear the end of it from anybody. His friends, his Reddit, like no one. It's
like, Roku channel yesterday. If you've seen Walk Hard, it's Walk Hard without all the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Yeah, Case Stacy. I actually like I said, if I can get a file for it, because I'm not gonna try to get the Roku channel on this computer and shit. Like I'm gonna if I can get it, you know.
Have you seen screenshots of Daniel Radcliffe in the Weird Al movie? He is fucking like chiseled. And I'm like, was Weird Al like that muscular back in the day? Like,
I do not remember that.
I can't see Weird Al like bench pressing like that. doing a lot of fucking sit-ups there. Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah. Stacey, like how good is this, bro? Like, because you seem to like this a lot, huh? Oh man!
I mean, it's not as good as Mephisto, but hey, you get what you can get.
God, why, man?
But yeah, I think that KSI coming over to the WWE, his Reddit will eat him alive.
Absolutely, of course.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's get Jitty on in the ring, bro. It's not even about what to call YouTubers boxing anymore. It's getting the YouTubers in the WWE, bro.
Yeah. True. Though, that's gonna be the new trend. A YouTuber.
Though I think what happened to Logan right now is gonna
deter.
Yeah, it's gonna deter people. Yeah.
I'm surprised Fousey hasn't tried.
I don't know.
Fousey wouldn't do it. He literally he got into shape. Great shape, by the way. For this past boxing match against Deji.
Yeah.
KSI's brother. But have you guys seen like what he looked like prior to getting in shape, bro? Like
Fousey had like a pretty bad breakdown there, and he was pretty down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Like,
but he's looking real good now.
Fuck yeah, man. But yeah, I think after today, a lot of people are gonna like. I hope a lot of the YouTubers, what's it called, are now gonna realize like
we got a problem though, guys. We got a friend who's becoming a big YouTuber.
Who?
And Roman might like challenge her. Like, I don't know.
Oh yeah, Roman versus Gabby. Oh my god, bro. Roman versus Gabby is a match made in heaven, bro.
Hell in a Cell. Though, like, I see it.
Even though today on High Flyer Radio's watch along, they officially called out Gabby. Ooh. I told, you know, like I said, Gabby, I'll repeat it again today here on this one. You are the queen of YouTube, but you cannot hold this. You can't hold this. You know, it's just not, it's impossible.
I mean, can't hold a YouTube plaque either, but hey.
I'm fine with never holding that, Brad. I'm fine with never holding that because this means more, bro. This means more. This means that you are in a league of champions who've held some of the greatest achievements in this industry, Brad.
How much does that pay an hour?
I don't know, Brad. But no money in the world. No money in the world.
Does that pay for any
stands
views?
Up against, does that, against this just, championship,
okay.
Brad.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. I'll so, Gabby. Back. Go ahead and make a video and about how, you know, I'm the worst champion of them all or whatever you want. You know, I'll be sitting here, but I'll be damned if there ever comes a day when you want to come for this title.
Yeah, Gabby, make a promo. Yeah. Dare you.
So good, Brad.
Make a promo. You know? Put it on your channel. Dare you. Yeah.
The queen of YouTube versus the most hardworking champion in professional wrestling, Brad. I mean, yeah. Cut the check for that match, though. I'll do it. Cut the check for that.
God, I hope Gabby wins just so she can hang some other shit on her wall. Like, look, another plaque next to my High Flyer Radio belt.
Who would win, Brad or Raul? I think I already made notice.
Raul already won.
I won. I won.
Look, I can't go back from that. Raul already won. He didn't even fucking show up. Oh, in a boxing match, anime style.
Where we both have anime cities, bro.
He might treacherous little twin.
Until John Wick, because Pablo Escobar kidnaps Al's girlfriend Madonna. Oh my god!
I mean, I'm getting pretty in shape. I think I'd kick his ass right now. You give me a year.
Well, good luck, bud. I just say that because you know, Raul somehow is so resilient. So you know,
it's true.
It's gonna be hard.
Ain't like gonna flubber. Be getting shit, Kylie. You
this man like flubber. Shit. Bouncing all over the fucking place.
Yeah. Yeah. The next thing is YouTuber boxing. I'm fully expecting. Oh. God. Am I?
There's so much shit going on right now in the background of everyone.
Bro, my dog starts go. Whenever they, you know what the problem is, bro? They need to leave their fucking dog alone. Like, seriously. Because every time they bring him in and they try to put him in his kennel for the night,
it just goes crazy.
Starts going crazy. Every time. And they don't know how to properly put him in. And by that, I mean, like, they, all you have to do is
wait, put that back. Who will Keon take on? Which small loud child? Tune in next week.
That's the greatest feud on High Flyer Radio, bro. I think
through a table.
Your road to the title consists of you taking on each one of them kids, bro.
I'm telling you, child
and
UFC,
the dog, and the dog.
Child UFC would be like sell so many pay-per-views. Just kids beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah. Dude, listen, man. I'm so mad that
guy. I just need like kids walking around like Conor McGregor and just be like, yeah, I whooped his ass.
Yeah. Oh man, but excuse me. Sorry about that. My brother handed me my chicken nuggets and
you got nuggets.
And Maya decided to come into the room and said, like, no, I'm gonna sit here. I don't want to get out of the room. I'm going to sit here.
Chicken nuggets.
Keon goes Brock Lesnar.
Don't compare me to that man, please. Thanks.
I don't care about your kid. I don't give a damn about your kid. I don't, like no, what do you say? Wait, he goes, I don't give a shit about your kids.
Fuck them kids.
Fucking great. Fucking great line from Brock. Oh, God. Oh, man. But, friends, I believe we can get into it now, Brad. I think we'll have a good amount of time to talk about Andor.
You want, unless you still want to talk about Drake's anime hentai titties.
No, I'm good. Okay. With that. I'm good with
good?
That.
No. We good? Okay.
I just want to say
moving
that
on. We're moving on then. Okay.
The internet is free, and I think that that's just a curse.
Well, but it's $8 if you want a blue check mark next to your name.
Yeah, just, if I want a blue check mark.
Apparently.
Which,
How much I got to pay to get, like, the fucking Nerdcore without the underscore, fucker?
That's what I wanted to know.
So that's the thing is, it was reported that he did it so he can get rid of a lot of the, like, inactive accounts and shit like that. So I don't know how long that damn account has been inactive, but there could be a chance that the Nerdcore could get that.
I'm looking at
it. If anybody steals that fucking name, we will hunt you down.
I mean, I don't endorse violence.
Worst comes to worst, we're changing your name to the Nerd Collective. I'm just.
They have their last tweet was April 25th, 2013, bro. Like, they're done. They're done, bro. Like,
yeah. That account would get wiped.
Yeah, like.
Good. It needs to.
I still don't. I cannot speak on, you know, Mr. Musk. I am not. No one can speak about it. So, I would just say, what's it called? If Mr. Musk can remove that account, that would be grateful. I'd be grateful.
Personally, remove that. Go in there and delete it himself. Yeah. Considering he's fired half his staff, so he might end up doing that.
Yeah, man. Like, just do that for me, bro. Yeah. But let's go ahead and we need to do Tales of the Jedi soon. I'm sorry, Kyle. I got sick this week, so I was like, fuck, dude, I can't even get to watching this episode. So we will get to that hopefully next week. We'll see. Next week I'm starting to cover the Houston Cinema Arts Festival. So I'm gonna be in and out of the podcast next week, but don't worry, Kylie. I'll be there on Sunday to whoop your ass. So, let's go ahead and get this going because I would like to think that this week of Andor is setting up some pretty cool shit next week.
Let's go looking that friends, way.
Yep. So, without further ado, if you have not watched this week's episode of Andor, go ahead and get out of here if you care about spoilers. But if you don't care about spoilers or you've already seen the episode, go ahead and stick around. Either way, how any of that goes, this is your one and only spoiler warning, and it is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The banner is up. That means all spoilers are allowed now for Andor. Brad? I will say one thing. It's been since 2005, I want to say, since we've seen the fucking Senate.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's been a while, huh?
Been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. They kind of had Jar Jar up in there, and then that was it.
That was it.
It's like, this is what happened to Jar Jar, and we're done with that character. Moving on.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up before we start, because I was just like, wow. It's been a while since we've been in this room, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen clips throughout this with her in it, but you haven't seen you've only seen clips. So. But you're not wrong. It has been since 2005 when they like showed Jar Jar giving the final vote to make Palpatine like Lord Supreme Emperor or whatever. Because, and we'll say this: Jar Jar is Sith.
I don't care what you say, but Brad, what did you think about this week's episode?
It's good. It's real good. Just the ending of being like, you don't get out of this prison. You just sent to another floor and they fry your ass. It's just like, holy God, this is what I want. This is, like I said, like everyone back in the day was like, oh, we're rooting for the Empire. And it's just like, no, you forget Empire is just space Nazis. And they are literally space Nazis.
By the way, real stupid space Nazis, by the way.
Oh, yes. I mean,
yeah, like, yes. Y'all don't think that they were planning something when they were there trying to help their fucking friend who was on the floor? And like, oh, man. But part of me was like, yes, I knew the Andy Serkis character had some fucking heart. Like, I knew he wasn't a total fucking, what's it called, goon.
Why did they, for years, put Andy Serkis in, like, fucking green screen makeup and shit?
Oh, I know, bro. He's such a great actor. What's good? What's good, bro?
What up, Aiden?
Yeah. Yeah, at least they didn't have to age Mitch McConnell in the Senate this time.
Yeah, he fucking frog. Well,
that man still looks like he's dying. But, Brad, I've got to say, good episode this week. It looks like next week we're trying to bust out this prison, bro.
Good. Good, because I'm tired of being in this fucking prison. This prison's horrible.
This prison's fucking horrible, bro.
Prison's fucking horrible.
I thought they had it there with the friend that they were gonna go, and then like the guy has a stroke and shit, and like
yeah,
yeah. But like I'm telling y'all, this show continues to show that it's very different from what comes before it. Especially the whole fucking interrogation, bro. Holy shit, that thing they put on her?
Yeah, and then it just sits on, like, and let's face it, Star Wars doesn't really sit on anything. It usually shows and then goes. This one literally sat on it, and you're just waiting. And it's, like, so anxiety-ridden, because you know it's about to happen. You know something's going to happen that is not going to be, like, good for this person. And then it happens, and then they just, like, close the door, and it's just like the holy door. God.
And then that transition to like the drill, like going,
yeah,
yeah, like oh shit, like honestly, that whole transition, that cut, just like I was like kind of like squeamish a bit. I was like, oh, I know what's going on in there, and I'm like, it's like poor girl. But like I told you, bro, like they are not turning like away from showing like just how brutal the Empire is.
No, this is like. And this is probably what Star Wars should have done in the very beginning. But Star Wars, if people remember, back when George Lucas ran it, was made to sell toys.
Yeah.
He's literally said that before. It was made to sell toys, so it was more kid-friendly. And this show, which comes from a movie where, spoiler alert, everyone dies. So if they're going to make a show dark in Star Wars, it's going to be this show.
Yeah. Looks like I can never remember his name, bro. Home dude who's embarrassed. He wants to kill Andor. Like,
well, yeah, yeah. I call him Cuck.
Chill, bro. Oh man, but well, dude, he's a guy. He's low-key a stalker. I mean, like, this dude is obsessed, bro. He's obsessed.
Yeah, like he's He's one of those that would get flagged for workplace violence.
Oh yeah,
for definite that you just watching. Yep.
Oh man, but
yeah, it was torturous that they played the newest Kid Rock album in her headphones. I know, right?
Oh my god, bro! Fucking, what's it called?
Ba with the ba. No, stop it.
I also love how like,
just take Kid Rock off. Please don't play the Bull God for like the 20,000th time.
And I love how they were kept going like even when they were still building that shit, they're like, dude, guys, just you're like I think like Serkis was basically telling like Andor like you're literally at the end of your sentence. Do not fuck this up. You're gonna get let out and stuff. And they're like, let's work. And like,
yeah.
Obviously it didn't work like that, bro. It's not because, no,
but
you
then,
know, we've
but then
it,
they
bro.
Get, they get that rumor of, you know, these people who basically their time was up and they just got shipped down to a different floor and then they just fried their ass. And it's like,
yeah.
It's like, it's prison where you don't get out.
Yeah.
This is,
you
this
don't,
is a
you're
Kamala
gonna die
Harris
there.
Prison.
You're just going to die there, bro. Honestly, like they showed it with the old guy, bro. He's at the end of the sentence too. And like, what happens? You know, strokes out, you know, like he's dead, bro. Like it's not going to end. You're going to be there until you die.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, they're coming to a realization of that. And if anything Cassian is, it's smart. And he's going to figure a way out of this shit. Yeah. Because we already know. Let's okay. Again, I know it kind of throws off of like, oh, is he going to break out? Of course he's going to break out because he got to get to Rogue One. So it kind of ruins it that way. But at the same time, I kind of want to see how he breaks out. We just know it's going to happen.
Yeah. And like, he even asked the doctor, right? He's like, you can't do anything. He's like, no, I literally cannot do anything. Like, I'm not trying to do anything here. Like, they don't let me do shit. Like, it's just, it's sad like because it's like,
he did. Like,
yeah. It's a accurate representation of the jail, fucking the jail in like the prison industrial complex. It's like, You're literally sent to there to die. You know, either you're sent to there for forced labor that eventually, once you get to the age where you cannot work anymore, you're going to die. It's a fucking legalized concentration camp.
I want to know what the fuck they're making.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they are making a shit ton of these. Like, what is that part for? Because it has to be important because they're making this thing, like, shit ton of these things every day. And it doesn't change. And, you know, after a while, yeah, I think a few people probably go mental making the same goddamn thing every day.
Yeah. And, like I said, it's the whole thing with the Senate. It's like, you see how fucking pointless the Senate actually is, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a reason that fucking Palpatine just dissolves that shit. And he's like, I'm literally the only one. Like, we're good.
Yeah, I'm the only one I'm the here emperor. That needs to make the rules. Yeah, so I'm going to be the dictator up in here. So, again, we go back to space Nazis. Literally what they are.
Pretty much, yeah. And it's like, the Senate's fucking pointless. They cannot fucking agree on a damn thing to do after the fucking heist.
That sounds familiar.
That sounds kind of familiar, right?
It's kind of familiar. Like, what's going on? Like, never mind. This isn't a politics show, but yeah. Like, there might be a little air from the writers writing this going, yeah, the motherfuckers. This one's for you, McConnell.
But what did you say here? It's called like, yeah, it was ass. Torturous. Oh yeah, you already read that. But like I said, Brad, this show continues to be different. I mean, like it's
dark. It's a lot darker than which. Again, I think we've said this before on different Marvel shows. When Disney takes risks, it's usually good. It's usually good they get out of that comfort kid-friendly zone, at least for some more of these adult shows, because it usually ends up well. It's like when they put Isaiah Bradley in Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Like, that was totally unexpected, and that was very, like, that was a huge risk Disney was taking of putting that character in there. But, you know, to me, it paid off. It was, like, one of the best parts of that show and really upped that show for what it was. And this is just like this show started off a little, I was a little meh on it, but it's really ramped up and it's been like, okay, now I'm getting it. Now I'm getting the message here of what they're trying to say. And they're trying to show the Empire how it should have always been shown. And that is as just this pure evil.
And you honestly see, Brett, like why a successful Rebel Alliance was able to come out of all this. None of these fucks are anywhere smart enough.
No, they just have the equipment, the power, and all that, but they don't have the smarts to like see exactly who or what is doing anything. They try to crush any rebellion, but it ends up biting them in the ass because the people that are rebelling are the fucking smart ones.
Yeah, like Cassian says in this episode, nobody is listening. Nobody is listening. And, like, I think we kind of fucking realize, as we progress through Star Wars, who are the only ones who understand what's fucking happening here? Palpatine, Darth Vader. They're the ones, they're the reason why they fucking make it so far.
Yeah. To the end. To the end of the movies, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like...
Oh, Palpatine even comes back in the fucking new movies.
Yeah, we don't talk about that one.
Which, yeah, we don't want to talk about that one, but he did. Apparently he had a grandkid. What the fuck is that?
My brother keeps talking about how he wants a movie about that. About when in the hell did the fucking
Palpatine fuck?
Yeah.
We know Captain America fucked. What about Emperor Palpatine?
But Dude, I love this show. It's one of the biggest surprises in like the last 10 years of fucking big IP entertainment. Like, it's crazy, bro. Like, this is the biggest risk Disney has ever taken, bro. I'm sorry. I will say it right now. Because, like, this outwardly of a stance to say, like, fascists are fucking stupid is crazy, bro. And, like, it's not in, like, a pandering sense. There's no fucking sucking up or anything, being, like, putting shit in there just to put it in there.
Although, like, the one person in the Empire who is smart but who gets dismissed because she's a woman, that's just saying so fucking much. Yeah. She's the only one fucking seeing it. And they're oh, she's a woman. I'm not listening.
And, like, I go back to, like, when this series, when it was announced and we got our second season that was announced too, and I was like, okay, that's weird. Like, they literally fucking made us, they are announcing a second season before the new one, the first one even comes out. Like, now I'm looking at it, like, they probably looked at these scripts and they were like, yeah, we need more of this. Like, let's get this shit. Like,
yeah, we need at least two seasons of this to tell the story properly.
Like, I don't know. I feel like Disney, Kathleen Kennedy were like, this is kind of like what the audience has been looking for. We know
this is what Book of Boba Fett probably should have like kind of tried to be. And we just got Mando season 2.5.
Yep. I'm telling you all, I am thoroughly surprised. If you have not watched Andor, please watch it. Please, because this is incredible. I can't believe that this is the Star Wars content I am consuming in 2022, bro. Like, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. It's a Disney Plus series. It'll be a
Disney Plus series, Palpatine.
I'm good, bro. I'm good. I did not need to see that. Actually. Yeah. Brad, any final thoughts?
Drake about a post on his Instagram, like, hentai Emperor Palpatine.
Any final thoughts, Brad?
Bring on the next show. The episode. Bring on the next episode.
And I am pretty sure that if they're going to bust out that prison, all those fucking, what's it called? Stormtroopers are about to fucking miss every single shot.
I honestly just want to see all these. I just want them to like to reconfigure like the floor to somehow just shock all these fucking guards.
Yeah.
And just kill like everyone, like all the guards and shit at one time. I just want to see that.
I just hope Andy Serkis doesn't betray him, right? Like Andy Serkis like doesn't let it go out, because they're gonna find out he's casting Andor, bro.
I mean, I don't know. I really hope not, because Andy Serkis's character really did a 180 for me in this episode. It clicked for him. Like, I'm not getting out no matter what I do. Even if I like hold the line and, you know, do everything I'm supposed to, I'm not getting out. When my countdown, cause he's pretty close to getting out from his countdown. And now he's realizing when that thing goes to zero, they're just going to ship me to a different floor and then fry my ass there.
Yep.
So to me, that would be like, yeah, that loses all loyalty in that respect. I ain't trusting nothing.
Yep. All right, man. Banner's going down. That means all talk about Andor is over. We will be back next week with the episode 10. We're heading into our last three episodes here. And we'll have to sit patiently for the second season. But, Keon, you want to let them know where they can find you?
You can find me on twitter.com/MrChillZone, where I would not be paying $8 a month for the verification. You can also find me on TikTok at MrChillZone, YouTube at MrChillZone. Thanks to YouTube now pushing whatever it's called. I forget. I'll have to go to my email, but you finally can get your own URL. So,
oh yeah.
After all.
So
Mr.
yeah,
heard you, Raul, must have heard Raul for the past like 3 months going, just give me the fucking tag.
Yeah, true. But and also at twitch.tv/MrChillZone, been going hard for the past few days, streaming. Be streaming some actually after when we get off here. I'll probably are we playing Geo after, bro?
I'm yeah. down, bro.
Okay. I'll probably be streaming some Geotastic with Raul. And then once they're done, then I'll be playing some Resident Evil 4.
If you want some of the spicy yeah. content from Chill Zone, onlyfans.com/cutaslice.
You're exactly. Thank you, Brad.
Well, you're crazy.
My treacherous little twin. God,
oh man.
Bro, we need nicknames for each other.
All right, man. Brad, where can they find you?
I'm just gonna plug our shit. Patreon.com/nerdcore or thenerdcore.com. Go to those.
Let's go, yep. Nerd Chicano and everything. Raul Alejandro Mendoza on YouTube. My YouTube channel's popping, y'all. If y'all like fucking No, if y'all, no, hold on. Not if y'all like fucking, you know, if you like physical media.
Y'all like fucking, go to my YouTube.
If y'all like fucking.
Oh, we got all the fucking. What the fuck? This man's still thinking about Drake's hentai. Like,
or he really is, dude. It's in the back. It's in his little fucking.
Giant anime titties. Just
subconscious
like
ass.
Yeah, I'm sure we are going to hit 300 subs by the end of the year. So keep going at it, y'all. We're at 283. Please, y'all like physical media. Talk about a lot of physical media over there. Plus, it's Criterion sale month, so I'm going to be doing vlogs and stuff like that. And it's going
to
be fun.
Y'all yeah. like to get physical. I like to get physical.
Y'all like to fuck. Y'all should go to my YouTube channel. It's my channel for people who fuck.
Yeah, that reminds me. Yeah, guys. Please go follow me on Twitter and Twitch, by the way. We're on the road to 500 followers.
You know how Drake says, what's it called? He makes movies for people for fellas who can get pussy. He doesn't make music for fellas who can't get pussy. It's like I make videos for people who fuck.
That actually reminds me, you know there's people upset thinking that Drake dissed what's her name? Megan.
Bro, I low-key think he did this, bro. I'm not even gonna lie, bro.
Well, he okay, I'll say this. He knew what he was doing by making that bar.
Yeah.
But the bar was about women that lie about getting shots, like BBLs. Butt shots.
Brazilian butt lifts.
But he knew what he was doing with that bar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he knew how people would take this. Absolutely. Because yeah. when I first heard it, I thought as well that he was taking shots at Megan. I was like, ooh, she ain't gonna like that. But then yeah, I went and yeah. looked up the lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah. Tory Lane's listening to that going, huh?
Oh, he with me.
What? Okay. Yeah. Drake, you wanna make a song? Drake's like, nah, bro. Yeah.
But
I got 21 over here. He my treacherous little twin.
God. Brad's never gonna let it go, bro.
Nope.
Oh my god, bro.
Listen to that song. That song is just like, you my treacherous little twin.
Oh man, bro. I'm still like baffled over the line of like, what's it called? Oh, god damn, what did he say? He's like, he said something about like, oh my, what's it called? These dudes who couldn't get pussy now making, what's it called, laws about what women can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was actually a very yep. savage line. I was like,
yeah,
I was like, right before an election, Drake. Good job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good. That was
yeah,
a fire.
You knew what he was doing there. And yeah, the line of he never voted for a president, but if he would, he'd vote for Tiana Trump. I'm just like,
yeah.
Okay. Whoever ghost wrote that was good.
I think this is album of the year. I'm not even gonna lie, bro. This is definitely what people wanted to hear.
Yeah. for the past two albums, and where he just would not rap.
Yeah,
he's just fucking talking,
dude. Yeah. What? It was crazy because like it's like what happened? His singing used to be like you could actually stand to listen to it, but those last two albums, bro, like what the fuck, bro? Like I don't want to hear. I really don't want to hear him sing. I don't.
No, and this, oh, yeah. This one he did like a little sing songy, but he didn't go like full. He did like the old school, like when Drake first came out for Young Money. He did those kind of singing, and it's just like, is this all we needed to do? Is this all we need to do is get a British rapper up in there and him just fucking, you know, figure out he needs to rap?
I'm not gonna lie though, bro. 21 Savage may well be the best UK rapper like ever.
What about Dizzy Rascal? Come on!
Oh man. I mean, you're gonna have people that say that, but yeah.
All right, man. Let's get out of here, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in.
We'll I just want to say one thing. That could have been Meek Mill.
That could have been Meek Mill if you played could've his card right. Mm-hmm. Would have been if he would have played his mouth with cards right, bro. Yeah. All right, y'all. Okay, we'll catch y'all later. And of course, in the words of the man, Aubrey Graham, fucking main page, what's your finsta? Brad, send him out.
All right, bro. Thank you, being host as always. Thank you, Chillzone, for joining us today. Thank all those in chat. Thank you, all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, I ain't got nothing. Weed 'em boys. I don't know. Young Yoda out.
It's a Brazilian. I know it's soft.